Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally throw in an odd thing, a story, a joke, a recording of somebody talking, different things. And I've got a wombat tonight, so tonight's a wombat night. However, most of the time, I play recorded music of songs that have been popular over the last 50 years or so, and tonight's no exception. I've got quite a few. The first one is by Elton John, one of the top recording artists of the last century and still going strong. This song is called Rocket Man, and it sort of, I won't say trivializes, but makes ordinary the idea of a man whose job is to fly a rocket ship. And it's, you know, he's going away, he's packing his bag, he's saying goodbye to his family. The thing that hits me in there is this one line about, I think it's going to be a long, long time. I think that's what part of what reaches out to people, that when you hear this song, sometimes we have to go away, sometimes others go away, and it seems like, and is sometimes, a long, long time. So here is Rocket Man by Elton John.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. Touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, 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 I'm a rocket man. Rocket man, burning out his fuse out of every home. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again. In fact, it's cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand, it's just my job 5 days.
Round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home.
That was Rocket Man by Elton John. And now we're moving on to something almost a wombat. It's so different from what I usually play. And there are 360 members. And so it's quite an impressive group. And probably the most famous choir in the world and wonderfully orchestrated and controlled. This recording I have is of Joshua Fitt, the Battle of Jericho. Now, that's a song I sing, and it's often sung solo. You know, Joshua Fitt, the Battle of Jericho. It's a really hard rhythm, and a single voice will carry it well. Mahalia Jackson does this. But here we've got 360 people. But they managed to break into groups and give it some real, real pep. The song was apparently written around the middle of the 19th century by slaves. So it has quite a background. And, of course, the allusion often with slave songs is freedom. The walls come tumbling down. They're going to be free. So this is the Joshua Fitt, the Battle of Jericho by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
Joshua Fitt, the battle. It's a battle.
Joshua Fitt, the Battle of Jericho by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Next up is Fire and Rain by James Taylor. James Taylor recently released an audio book called Break Shot. It's an hour and a half long, and it's subtitled My First 21 Years, and I just listened to it. Fascinating things happened in his life in the first 21 years, not all of them good. One of them was that he had a very good friend named Suzanne Schnurr. He had spent much of his childhood on Martha's Vineyard, an island off of the Cape of Massachusetts. And when he was still, everything had happened in the book where he was under 21. So I think he was 20-ish. He was living in London, trying to resume his career. He escaped drug addiction a couple times. And his friends had been hiding a fact from him, and they finally told him that one of his best friends, who he hadn't seen in a while, Suzanne Schnur, had committed suicide. And he said in the story, in his recording, "As I often do, the way I processed this was I made a song out of it. And the song was Fire and Rain," which he's going to sing. So listen closely, and you'll catch the story of how he dealt with the death of a good friend. This is Fire and Rain by James Taylor.
Just yesterday morning, they didn't know you were gone. Suzanne's plans in me put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down the song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days, but they never end. I've seen lonely times and could not find a friend. But I always thought I'd see you again. Shut it down on me, Jesus. You gotta help me to make a stand. You just gotta see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days, but they never end. I've seen the lonely times and I could not find a friend. But I always thought I'd see you again. To an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows a cold wind blows like to turn your head around. There's hours of time on telephone lines, just talking about things that come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days, but they never end. I've seen lonely nights and I could not find a friend. But I always thought I'd see you somehow one more time again. But I see you one more time again. Says a good thing's coming my way this time around. But I see you, but I see you fire and rain. But I see you just one more time, Susan.
That was Fire and Rain by James Taylor, obviously recorded live. And in the book I was mentioning, the short hour and a half recording Break Shot by James Taylor, his first 21 years, he mentions that in that song, there's a line which says, "I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend." Well, at this point in his career, probably he was 20 or so, he moved to California to restart his life. He'd had some problems with drugs and things. And they got him a new piano player for his next record, and her name was Carole King. She was already fairly famous. They became great friends and stayed friends for the rest of their life. And she does wonderful stuff on his music. And in particular, she liked that line in the song about, you know, sometimes I can't find a friend. So she wrote a response, and that's what's going to be played next. It's called "You've Got a Friend" by Carole King.
My name, and you know wherever I am. winter, spring, summer, or fall. All you have to do is call, and I'll be there, yes I will. You've got a friend. You've got a friend. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know? Ain't it good to know? Ain't it good to know? You've got a friend. Oh yeah, now you've got a friend. Yeah, baby, you've got.
You just heard You've Got a Friend by Carole King. Well, next up is Tim Erickson. I've just been reading about him, and you're going to hear more about him on future shows. He leads a group called Cornelia's Dad, and from reading about them, I think they're the kind of music I'm going to like. So I'm going to go listen to them and play some on the show. But for now, I'll just tell you that Tim Erickson is a very talented banjo player, and this song is called Bassett Creek, a banjo piece. I believe he's playing in what's called clawhammer style. I play banjo. There are three main styles that I know of. There's a three-finger, a clawhammer, and frailing. Clawhammer and frailing are pretty much identical to anybody who isn't deep in. I had to read it. Apparently, clawhammer uses a lot more. The thumb does not just hit the fifth string on the banjo. It works around a lot, whereas frailing, it tends to stay on the fifth string. I think that's the difference. Any case, this is a wonderful banjo. So it's an instrumental piece. It's Tim Erickson playing Bassett Creek. Thank you. That was Tim Erickson playing Bassett Creek. And we're going on now to gospel music. I'm particularly fond of gospel music. I'm not sure why, but it just reaches me. And, of course, as with most genres, with me and probably many of you, though you may like the genre, you may only like 1 in 10 or 1 in 20 from that group. So this is an example of that. The name of the song is Just About Time for Me to Lay Down My Cross and Go Home. And I think I must have picked it up off a radio station because I can't find this particular version anywhere on the internet, and I don't know who's singing it. However, I do know that I like it a lot. I ran across a cassette recording I had made of it years ago, and I decided, hey, I'm going to put that on the show. So this is Just About Time for Me to Lay Down My Cross and Go Home.
For many long years of travel I spent sharing sorrow and its pain. Only a little longer in this dark valley to roam. Some wonderful morning the battle's all over with, and I swear there will rest. Just about time for me to lay down the cross and go home. Just about time for me to go home. To live in the city I shall inherit over the phone. I want to join in the victory song, standing in the midst of heaven my throne. Just about time for me to lay down the cross and go home. Faithful in service, doing my best. Only a little longer in this dark valley to roam. Some wonderful morning, the battle's all over with. Redeemed, my sweet little rest. Just about time for me to lay down the cross and go home. Just about time for me to go home. To live in a city I shall inherit over the phone. I want to join in the victorious song, standing in the midst of heaven's right throne. Just about time for me to lay down the cross and go home. My record is clear, my house is in order, and I'm sweetly waiting to call. Only a little longer in this dark valley to roam. When I come and cross this river, then no more my soul will roam. Just about time for me to lay down the cross and go home. Just about time for me to go home. Live in a city I shall inherit over the phone. I want to join in the victory of song, standing in the midst of heaven's right throne. Just about time for me to lay down the cross and go home.
That was Just About Time for Me to Lay Down My Cross and Go Home by an unknown group. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Beyer. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And it's a chance to play for you interesting things. I've got a wombat coming up after the next piece, so that'll be interesting. And I'm at Emory and Henry College recording this in their studio, and it's my chance to just have a good time and enjoy the music. I listen to every song all the way through, and it's probably the highlight of my week is picking these songs and then listening to them. It's just a lot of fun. So the next song is by an artist I'd never played before, Ray LaMontagne. He's apparently fairly well known, but he's kind of a shy guy. I was looking him up to see what I could say about him, and he says he refers to himself as a very private person and rarely gives interviews. Okay, well, I don't know much about him, but I don't get to hear a lot of different music. My son-in-law was visiting this weekend, and he often plays things on his phone through the stereo system and plays a lot of music I've never heard. And so I heard this piece go by, and I liked it a lot, and I decided I'd put it on the show. I don't know a lot about it. I'm going to listen closely to the words, and I suggest you do too, and then we can see what it's all about. So this is Ray LaMontagne, and the name of the song is Empty.
Thank you. lifts her skirt up to her knees, walks through the garden rows with her bare feet laughing. I never learned to count my blessings, I choose instead to dwell in my disaster. I walk on down the hill through grass grown tall and brown, and still it's hard somehow to let go of my pain. On past the busted back of that old and rusted Cadillac that sinks into this field collecting rain. Will I always feel this way? So these cutthroat busted sunsets, these cold and damp white mornings, I have grown weary. If through my cracked and dusted dime store lips I spoke these words out loud, would no one hear me? Lay your blouse across the chair, let fall the flowers from your hair, and kiss me with that country mouth so plain. Outside the rain is tapping on the leaves, to me it sounds like they're applauding us, the quiet love we've made. Will I always feel this way? So empty, so strange. Looked my demons in the eyes, laid bare my chest, said, do your best and destroy me. You see, I've been to hell and back so many times, I must admit you kind of bore me. There's a lot of things that can kill a man, there's a lot of ways to die. Yes, and some already dead, little walk beside me. There's a lot of things I don't understand, why so many people lie. It's the hurt I hide that fuels the fire inside me. Will I always feel this way? So
was Empty by Ray LaMontagne. Well, it's Wombat time here on Wombats and Music. And this is a voice artist. His name is Ken Nordine. He started recording in the 40s and well into this century, and just has an incredibly wonderful voice. He's one of my heroes. And in fact, this piece I'm going to play for you is called Flippity Jib. He tells stories. And I've thought of learning this, and I could do it pretty well, but not like he does it. I mean, the guy is a master artist of the voice, and I think you'll see that in this story. So, and beware, this particular one being there is sort of being hypnotized. So this is called Flibbity Jib by Ken Nordine.
There was this stranger who came into our town. He was tall and had a dark look about him, and a special brilliance was in his eyes. When he looked at us, there was the feeling that he could see right down to the bottom. We may have been mistaken in this, but at the time, no questions were asked. The questions always come later. All we cared about was the mystery we sensed in this stranger, and we waited to see what would happen. One evening that was different from any other, he got us all together in the big auditorium. He stood there on the huge stage. The only light was on him, and we waited in the dark. Then out of his tallness came the chanting, first as a whisper we could hardly hear. The flippity chip on the pippity pop, the flippity chip on the pippity pop. It didn't make any sense. We were caught up in something we didn't understand. He had trapped us without our knowing it. Possibly it was his manner. And we came alive to him as he slowly moved us with his chant through the land of hush into insistent, savage, throbbing crescendos of ecstasy, as if it were the only thing we could do. We started to chant with him. The flippity jib on the bippity bop, the flippity jib on the bippity bop. And he was up on the high stage, laughing with all his might, shouting, yes, yes, yes. But there were those among us who were jealous of his powers, who felt they should be in the center of the stage, with the light shining on them. They were against our hero in the chanting, and are going to be with him every free moment. And so, little by little, a little later, these critics set to work to make nonsense out of the sense of what we were doing. And they succeeded. They destroyed our hero's faith in himself. He didn't have it anymore. After a few disappointing times in the big auditorium, the light gone out of him, we all stopped going, and the man who had once seemed so tall, and who now seems so much smaller, left our town, saying no, no, no. We lived through the boredom of the time that followed, telling each other pale stories of what once was, and what might have been if. We lived on histories and hopes. We did this until the miracle we never thought would happen again happened. Another stranger came into our town, and he too was tall and dark and had eyes that could look right down into the bottom of you. And he got us all together in the big auditorium, and with the light on him, we were in the dark. He chanted, the flippity jib on the bippity bop, the flippity jib on the bippity bop. And we joined in, and the magic was in us. And he was laughing, and all his might was with him, and he was shouting, yes, yes, yes. But there were those among us who were jealous and so forth. You know what they did. Little by little, a little later, they put us back on the narrow path. This is the way things have been in our town for as long as anyone cares to remember. By the way, how are things in your town?
Yes, how are things in your town? It's been pretty quiet here at Emory. Once we had a leader. We were inspired. But now, it's quiet again. That's my attempt at emulating this Ken Nordine, who is one of my heroes. Well, next is practically a wombat. It's called The Two Magicians. It's a child ballad. That's the famous collection of folk music from England going back as far in history as they could trace it. And this one, who knows how far back it goes, at least to the 1500s or so. It's a kind of a combination of many stories. The basic idea is that two magicians are at fighting or chasing or whatever. In this particular version, which was the more popular one known, a lusty blacksmith comes in pursuit of a young lady who he is going to capture. And she doesn't want this to happen and runs. And they're both magicians. So she will turn into something. Let's say she turns into a hare. He'll turn into a greyhound, run her down. Then she'll turn into a swan. He'll turn into a drake and run her down. Or maybe in some versions he'll turn into a waterhound. But anyway, they keep changing shapes and he's chasing her. There are many versions. In some versions he catches her. In some versions she gets away. In some versions they become happily married. In other versions it's different. Anyway, but it's a great story. And this is John Roberts and Tony Barron, who I've played many times on my show and I've met and seen perform. So this is The Two Magicians, and I find it a great story.
The lady sits at her own front door as straight as the willow wand, and by there come a lusty smith with his hammer in his hand, crying, "Bide, lady, bide, for there's a nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride. Why may you sit there, lady fair, all in your robes of red? Why, come tomorrow at this same time, I'll have you in me bed, crying, "Bide, lady, bide, for there's a nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride. Away, away, you cold blacksmith, would you do me this wrong? For to think to have me made an heir, but I ever kept so long. I'd rather I was dead and cold and me body laid in the grave than an husky, dusky, cold blacksmith me maiden head should have, crying, "Bide, lady, bide, for there's a nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride." So the lady, she curled up her hand, and she swore upon the mould that he'd not have her maiden head for all of a pot of gold. But the blacksmith, he curled up his hand, and he swore upon the mass that he would have her maiden head for the half of that or less, crying, "Bide, lady, bide, for there's a nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride." So the lady, she turned into a dove and flew up into the air. Ah, but he became an old cock pigeon and they flew pair and pair, cooing, "Bide, lady, bide, for there's a nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride." So the lady, she turned into a mare as dark as the night was black. Ah, but he became a golden saddle and he clung up onto her back, itching, bind, lady, bind. For there's nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride. Said the lady, she turned into a hare and ran all over the plain. Ah, but he became a greyhound dog and he ran her down again, barking, bind, lady, bind. For there's nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride. Said the lady, she turned into a fly and fluttered up into the air. Ah, but he became a big airy spider and dragged her into his lair, spinning, bind, lady, bind. For there's nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride. So the lady, she turned into a sheep, a-grazing on yon common. Ah, but he became a big horny ram, and soon he was upon her, bleating, bide, lady, bide. For there's nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride. So she turned into a full-dressed ship, and she sailed all over the sea. Ah, but he became a bold captain, and aboard of her went he, ordering, bide, lady, bide. For there's nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love, he will lay your pride. Said the lady, she turned into a cloud, a-floating away in the air. Ah, but he became a lightning flash, and he zipped right into her.
Shocking.
Bide, lady, bide. For there's nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride. So she turned into a mulberry tree in the wood. Ah, but he came forth as the morning dew, and he sprinkled her where she stood, dripping, bide, lady, bide. For there's nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love, he will lay your pride. So the lady, she ran into the bedroom, and she changed into a bed. Ah, but he became a green coverlet, and he gained her maiden head. And once she woke, he took her soul, and still he bade her bide. And the lusty smith became a love for all of her mighty pride.
The Two Magicians by John Roberts and Tony Barron. I wonder, you know, in the Me Too era, which we're in now, maybe that song is no longer politically acceptable, even though it reflects history and back in folk music going way back into English history. Have to think about that. Well, next up is an instrumental. I rarely play instrumentals. This one just got to me. It's called Make or Break, Red Heart Lane. There are only three instruments that I can hear, piano, drum, and bass. And somehow I just found it soothing, and I wanted to share it with you. So, this is Make or Break by Red Heart Lane.
Thank you.
That was Make or Break by Red Heart Lane. The last song on the show today is The Unicorn by the Irish Rovers, which doesn't need much introduction because it tells its own story.
A long time ago when the earth was green and there was more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen, they'd run around free while the earth was being born. But the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. There was
green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn.
Now God seen some sinning and it gave him pain, and he says, stand back, I'm going to make it rain. He says, hey brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do. Build me a floating zoo and take some of them
green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn.
Old Noah was there to answer the call. He finished up making the ark just as the rain started falling. He marched in the animals two by two, and he called out as they went through, hey Lord, I got you
green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn, I just can't see no unicorn.
Then Noah looked out through the driving rain. Them unicorns were hiding, playing silly games, kicking and splashing while the rain was pouring. Oh, them silly unicorns.
Green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees.
Noah cried, close the door, cause the rain is pouring, and we just can't wait for no unicorn. The ark started moving, it drifted with the tide. Them unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried, and the waters came down and sort of floated them away. And that's why you never seen a unicorn till this very day. You'll see
green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never gonna see no unicorn.
That was The Unicorn by the Irish Rovers. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya. Wombats and Music comes on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. And it's my chance to play for you songs I love and throw in something like Flippity Jib Bob, Flippity Jib. And I call those oddball things Wombats, and that's where I get my title. Wombats and Music. And now it's time to ask you or to encourage you to join me in the same thing I ask you every week. And I try and do it myself, and I hope you can join me sometimes. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.